Hi there, welcome to the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Griffith, and I am so excited to have you here. On this podcast, we talk about all forms of neurodivergence, from ADHD to learning disorders to giftedness to autism and more. If any of that sounds familiar, welcome to Neurodivergent Magic. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. I'm super excited for today's episode because it's a little bit different. Today, I'm actually going to tell you one of the ways that you can work with me directly. So if you've been listening to the podcast and you really love it, and you're like, hey, this Megan chick kind of knows what she's talking about, and I love everything she's teaching, is there a way for me to actually work with her directly? And the answer is yes, absolutely there is. As of December 1st, my group coaching program, also called Neurodivergent Magic, has officially been on sale. So if you are interested in working with me, this is the best way to do it, especially if you are specifically focused on your executive dysfunction. Neurodivergent Magic, the group coaching program, is all about how to get shit done in 24 hours or less. And yes, I absolutely mean that when I say that. If you're listening and you're like, I have never once gotten something done in one day, I don't know what you're talking about, you're crazy, then I understand. This program was built exactly for people like you. This is exactly the kind of stuff we accomplished when I ran it the first time. I had 6 or 7 members, I believe, and all of them managed to get their stuff done in a day. Not every time, mind you. You know, I can't get rid of executive dysfunction entirely, but what I can do is help you break the cycle of executive dysfunction. And I can give you practical tips and emotional coping skills to get you through your executive dysfunction. So what is this exactly? What is this program? It is a 9-week long group coaching program where we will have 2 calls per week. We meet on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Zoom. And during these calls, the Monday calls are presentation calls. So this is where I will present information to you about, you know, breaking the cycle of executive dysfunction and practical tips for coping and all of that good stuff. And then Wednesday calls are open coaching calls. So this is where you can come to the call and be like, Megan, this is what I'm struggling with. I really need help. What can I do? And then I do what I do best, which is just coach you through the problem and walk you through step by step and help you acknowledge both the pain and the possibilities and what's going on. So each week has a different theme. So week 1 is sort of our welcome week. This is where we identify specifically what you are wanting to work on and what you hope to accomplish throughout the program, which I think is really important. It's important to identify your goals so that you know if the program worked for you or not. Week 2 is called Realize, and it is all about realizing the ways in which your neurodivergence has affected you. And you might be thinking, what does this have to do with executive dysfunction? Like, why do I have to do this work? Personally, I think it's so important to do the emotional work and recognize the ways your neurodivergence affects you, because if you don't know how it affects you, how are you supposed to cope with it? How are you supposed to deal with it and find coping mechanisms and learn how to do better when you're not even sure what's going on? You've got to have a good, strong starting spot. Week 3 is called Reimagine, and it's all about reimagining what success can look like for you. Because so often, neurodivergent folks are told not to be neurodivergent. We're told to just act neurotypical already, like what's wrong with you, and just be normal, right? And so we end up really limiting ourselves and disconnecting from what we truly want. And so this week, week 3, is all about reimagining what you actually want for your life. Week 4 is called Reconnect, and this is where you are going to reconnect to who you are underneath it all. And this can be a bit of a scary week, if I'm being totally honest with you, because a lot of you are going to realize, oh shit, I don't know who I am. And that is really scary. I have been there. It is unpleasant. But I'm going to be there to walk you through it, and we're going to get through it together. And this work is so important. Again, you might be thinking, this is great, but like, what does this have to do with me getting my laundry done on time? The thing is, the more rooted you are in who you are, the easier everything becomes, including simple tasks like doing your laundry. Week 5 is called Restore, and this is our unmasking week. This is the week where we take all of those layers that you have hidden behind all these years to try to seem quote unquote normal, and we start stripping them away in ways that are gentle and safe, but we do start stripping them away and making sure that you can be yourself at least when you're alone. Even if it's not safe for you to be yourself at work, if it's not safe for you to show your neurodivergent traits around your family, like, I do understand everyone's situation is different, but when you're alone, I want you to be able to feel at peace with yourself. And that is the bare minimum that we are going to try to get you to in week 5. So week 6 is the start of our practical skills, and week 6 focuses on external motivators. So a lot of neurodivergent folks find that their internal motivation doesn't seem to work the way it does for neurotypical folks. And a lot of times what we try to do is we try to force it, right? We're like, this works for everybody else. Everyone else has willpower and they can just do it. And if I can't, that means I'm lazy and stupid or broken or, you know, whatever horrible mean thing you say to yourself. It turns out you're not broken or lazy or anything like that. You're neurodivergent. Your brain just works different. And it turns out internal motivation is not always the best motivator for us. A lot of times it's external motivation. And you can get that through things like visual timers, body doubling, things like that. So we discuss all kinds of external motivators in this week of the program. Week 7 is all about a skill called Junebugging. And I'll be totally upfront with you, I did not make this up. I found this on Tumblr. But Junebugging is a skill that I think works especially well for cleaning the house. I haven't tried it for other things, but it does work very well for cleaning the house. Where basically you pick a very specific spot and you just keep gently bringing yourself back to that spot no matter how distracted you get. So let's say you decide, I want to clean the bathroom. No, that's still too vague. I want to clean the bathroom sink. I want to clean my vanity and get everything off the counter and clean the sink and all of that. And as you're doing it, you end up putting stuff away and you end up in the bedroom and then you end up reorganizing your closet and you're halfway through that when you realize you're nowhere near the sink anymore, right? And so you gently bring yourself back to the sink and you make sure you get that done. So this is based on the way that June bugs, they're a particular type of bug, the way they try to get through screen doors. They will pick a spot and then they might deviate a little, but they come back and then they deviate a little and they come back. And it's like they just keep coming back to this one particular spot. So that is what this is based on. That's where the name comes from. Week 8 is all about momentum, which is basically the opposite of eat the frog. So if you've heard the productivity advice, eat the frog, that basically means do the biggest, worst, most intimidating task first to get it out of your way so you don't spend energy dreading it all day. And if that works for you, that's great. However, I have found that for a lot of neurodivergent folks, the idea of doing the biggest, most complicated task first is so daunting that we end up doing nothing at all if we try to force ourselves to do that. So instead, what I recommend is momentum. And this is where you take the time to do enjoyable things that give your brain a little dopamine and give you a little bit of like momentum to work your way up to that big bad thing. And finally, week 9, we have our graduation week. And this is the week where we celebrate how far you've come, everything you've accomplished, all of the ways in which your executive dysfunction no longer rules your life. And this is such an important week that you definitely should not skip because celebrating your wins is important. It is so important to recognize when you have made progress. So yeah, that is the program. That is what we will be doing week to week. I have 5 spots available this time around. 2 of them are already taken, so there are only 3 spots available at the time of this recording. It may be different by the time it comes out on Saturday. We will see. So if you're interested, please go to the link in the show notes and try to sign up. If it doesn't let you in, that is okay. I will be running this program again in the future, so you haven't totally missed out. You just won't be able to do it this time around. So if you're interested, I recommend signing up rather quickly, snag one of those last 3 spots, and I will see you again next Saturday. Bye, everybody. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you give us a follow over on Spotify, leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, and tune in next Saturday for another amazing episode.